So sustainable living has been on the rise for the past few years, if not longer, quite frankly, amongst some quarters, especially as we're now seeing the devastating effects of climate change. So it's so inspiring, you know, when you come across a story such as the one I'm about to tell you, where an individual takes it upon his or herself to create positive change and impact other people. Impact is so important here. And this specific individual is doing this through a Living School Garden project. Her name is Tanya Allison. She is the Social Impact Coordinator at the Department of Genetics at Stellenbosch University. And she joins you at the moment. So you're not... Good morning, Tanya. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
So you're not like a plumber who doesn't do his own plumbing. Hey, you are a social impact person and you are involved in, you know, social impact on the personal side of things as well. So that is quite heartening. So let's talk a little bit about what it is that you are doing to try and make a difference in 2020.
Okay. Well, just to give you a little bit of feedback, I have been at the University of Stellenbosch since 1990. That is a very, very long time. And at the age of 50, I decided that I'm now going to take a bit of a detour. And I went back to study project management at the business school. I was definitely the oldest person in class, but it was incredibly rewarding. And as part of my negotiation with my employer, I had to promise that when I finish that qualification, that I will put it into practical use.
Great.
For my department, for the university, and for myself, obviously, individually. So, yes, this is part of my keeping my end of the bargain.
Okay.
So let's
talk about your part of the bargain and what it all entails.
Yes. Okay. So the Babin Creche, daycare and creche schools are three locations here, basically just a block away from where our offices are.
Right.
And so they're on campus, but they don't technically belong to the university. And as my own children were there when they were little, I had built up a relationship with the school. So I could approach them and say to them, listen, logistically, it's going to make a lot of sense for me to just do my project here. I want to do a gardening project. I want to impact lots of people, as many people as possible. They've got 150 children at the school of different ages, the youngest being 8 months old and the oldest one about to go to Groot School. You know, so it was so easy actually to become involved because there was no animosity, no, are you promising us something that you're not going to deliver, that type of thing. So we could just jump in and we started by using three underutilized areas at the different schools. And turned that into a vegetable garden for each of the schools. So the first year was basically, I was proving to them that they can trust me. And
brilliant.
That we built a relationship where, so the children were not really involved in the first year so much as I would have wanted it to be, but this is now how we're expanding.
So let's talk about your plans for expanding, because you're also trying to grow vegetables that attract bees.
Oh, yes, definitely. The thing is, the school offers a school feeding program, which means that for all 150 children will each day get a proper balanced meal at school. Now, that's quite hard for them to do if there is no support. So a part of the growing the vegetables was to aid, to supplement what they already been given and, to make it as nutritious and as healthy and as enjoyable as possible for the children. Now, if the children see us working in the garden, planting carrots and all that, the chances are very good that they will be interested to eat the carrots.
Ah, exactly. And that's important. I like the way it all sort of, pardon the pun, feeds into some of the core things that we need to try and achieve out there.
Absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
I see you also have some international students from Earth University, and this is in Costa Rica, who've become involved in the project. Tell us more about that.
Well, you know, what I've found through involvement with student projects and student volunteer projects is that the international students have a far better understanding of how important community and social interaction is, because in their courses, actually, it's compulsory for them to do something like that for degree purposes. They cannot get the degree unless they have committed to something like that. So the international students have a totally different take on this thing. They don't consider it a chore at all. So when they approached me, Earth University is in Costa Rica, as I said, and they're basically a small little university, but they attract people from all over the world. So as part of their curriculum, they then send these children in their third year of study. They send them to another country where they have to, for 16 weeks, be involved in a community project, amongst other things. They have an academic commitment as well, but the community project is important as well.
Well, listen, I think you're doing phenomenal work. So if there are corporates, if there are other people who'd like to assist, how do they get hold of you? Is there a website?
Well, the Department of Genetics has got a website, and of course, Stellenbosch University's own social impact portfolio is clearly marked in Stellenbosch University's website. So yes, certainly they are able to contact me that way.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Tanya Ellison. Tanya Ellison is the Social Impact Coordinator of the Department of Genetics at Stellenbosch University, and in a personal capacity, yes, and still tied in with the university, doing phenomenal stuff. If only all of us could get involved in impact projects that would help other people.